Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Michael, aka Cazzo Comedia, live from, wait, are you ready for this? Virginia. That is right, it's not Pennsylvania, it's not Ohio, it's not New Jersey. It's actually beautiful, wonderful Virginia. As they say, Virginia is for lovers. And I'm looking around and I don't see many lovers out here. I see individuals, but I don't see anybody doing the loving thing on the side of the road. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong places. So how are you? How have things been? It has been 2 weeks since I've made a podcast. Life has been crazy. I've had a lot of issues. I've had a lot of ups. I've had a lot of downs. But today I get to talk to you about, well, my downs and how I'm going to try to stop them from happening. See, today is all about setting boundaries. Many of my friends have talked to me, telling me that I need to learn how to set good boundaries and then enforce them, which I haven't been doing. It's for years. I have been, oh Lord, in a relationship now, or 18 years, ending an 18-year relationship, 16 of those years married. And I completely stopped having boundaries at some point inside that relationship. All I wanted to do is make people happy and then in return maybe have happiness myself, wanting people to like me, wanting to, you know, I'll do anything, I'll change your brakes, I'll help you move, I'll do anything to have that type of connection. And a good part of that is the relationship I had with my soon-to-be ex-wife. It's, well, she's a narcissist. She really messed with my head a lot. And guilt trips up and down the wazoo from my mother to my grandmother to my first wife and now my soon-to-be ex-second wife. Don't judge me. I know I shouldn't have been married a second time. I made a bad choice, obviously. But I got 3 beautiful daughters out of it. So not all bad, not all bad. 3 very good reasons, to have it happen. But, where was I? Setting boundaries. I wasn't doing it. I craved intimacy. I craved connection. I craved wanting someone to like me and want me. And she just drilled me into the ground, to the point where I had very little to no self-confidence and hardly any self-esteem whatsoever to speak of. And that's how it stayed for years until I hit about 37 years old, where I just, for whatever reason, I said, I'm going to join the fire department. I'm going to become a volunteer firefighter. Don't ask me why. I'm not a big fan of randomly walking up to people and go, hi, be my friend. It's a little bit more complicated than that, I think. But here, I'm walking into a house, a firehouse full of 18 to 20 guys, you know, most of them older than me and a few younger, and all very seasoned firefighters, and going, hey, I want to learn this. And they voted on it and they said, sure, you can be a firefighter. And they actually made me number 37 out of 40 potential firefighters. They didn't have all of them. They only had about 20 some odd guys, but they picked me to be number 37. And I took that as a sign that it was time to start living my life. And they taught me. I'll give them credit. It was a rough go. And I only did it for about 5 years. I left, well, it got to be sour. But while I was there, it was a wild ride. I became an interior firefighter. I mean, well, I went from doing traffic, telling people to stop and go, because that's what you get when you first start off, and then working up to be helping outside, like running tools and bringing bottles of water and changing out air tanks, helping the firefighters. And then I became, well, here, now you're going to be on the hose, and you're going to do outside firefighting. You're not going inside, you're staying outside. And I started taking tests and training, and I got my essentials, my firefighter 1, And then I became an interior firefighter, learning how to bail out of a house in case, well, it went bad, learning how to crawl around without being able to see anything, and learning how to save people's lives. Now, not every call was very glamorous. We'd get calls where I just have to, hey, my chimney's on fire. Well, okay, that one's actually pretty easy. You climb onto the roof and you squirt mist down the chimney, basically keeping the bricks from the chimney from exploding. And it'll fire extinguisher at the bottom, and it just slowly puts itself out. That would be pretty easy. And then we'd have, well, really bad ones. My first fire, and I'm sorry for going on a tangent, but it's my podcast. I'm going on a tangent. It was a arson for a mobile home. Somebody had put a bunch of combustible stuff underneath the mobile home, threw a bunch of gasoline on it, lit that match, and it was rip roaring when I got there, and I had no mask. Nobody had even taught me how to put a mask on yet. They just told me to turn on a fan and blow smoke away from the house, and or it's I was puking all over the place. It was a miserable experience, and I should have learned my lesson then. Again, setting boundaries that maybe this wasn't going to be right. And again, I learned a lot. I did a lot of things with that fire department. It's but eventually, over time, I learned that it wasn't right for me, and it wasn't safe. I did a lot of vehicle extrication. I became an EMT, emergency medical technician. Did that on my own. Paid the $400 on my own to do that. Got certified. Was good at it. But I was only a volunteer. I never, rode an ambulance. Well, unless I was a passenger doing CPR with somebody. And to my credit, I've been able to save three people's lives myself. But sadly, I've seen a lot of deaths. And I grew from that. I grew from that experience. They made me a trustee of the fire department. Then they made me secretary of the fire department. And then, last but not least, I was the chaplain of the fire department. So, yes, I at one point was a preacher. And for how much I talk, I'm not surprised. But about setting boundaries, I learned within that something was missing. I didn't know how to say no. I was just doing, and people keep on loading jobs up on top of me, like, hey, Michael, set up the golf outing. Hey, do this. Run this sign. Take the phone calls. Be in charge of this and that. And I'm like, ah, I can't do all this. But I didn't know how to be mature and set up effective boundaries, protecting myself, physically, emotionally, or my mental well-being, which, as some of you who know me very well know, my mental well-being, I let that just go into the toilet, and it got pretty bad. I'm working on it now, but it did get pretty bad. I went through being a firefighter. I went through being an EMT. Decided to go to college, which was an interesting experience. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I said, all right, I'll be a diesel mechanic. I'm a truck driver. I thought diesel mechanic would be a good idea. Again, failed at setting boundaries. Within the first month, I knew it was a bad pick, but my soon-to-be ex-wife said, well, you're in it now. You might as well do it, or you're going to have to pay back a lot of money. Now, if I had thought about it, finishing the degree would mean I'd have to pay back a whole lot of money, and all I'd have for it is a piece of paper and maybe a career. Well, by the time I got done with it, I basically got told, she looked me right in the eye and said, you need to go back to driving a truck. We have no money. Well, she refused to work. And there's another example of not putting up a boundary. It's I let myself just become this huge breadwinner with three children and a wife who refused to work but mentally abused me. And I don't know. That's a big source of problem in my life right now. Over the years, I would try to stand up and branch myself out to become the man that I wanted to be. And continually, time after time, I'd get hung up, and I never figured it out. I mean, I did not realize that I was not setting boundaries. I didn't realize that I was failing myself. It's just continually, because I don't know. Nobody taught me that. I never read a self-help book. It's just I didn't take care of myself the way I needed to be taken care of, and it shows where I am now in my life. Finally, about 2 years ago, I decided that I was going to leave my wife, and I kept on kicking that can down the road a little bit. Like, well, we got a Disney trip set up, so I'll do it after we go to Disney. Well, now it's Christmas. Well, now wait, it's my youngest daughter's birthday. And then my youngest daughter got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And okay, well, I can't do it now. And okay, wait, okay, now. And well, no, that didn't work. And finally, I actually set a boundary. I put my foot down and stood up for myself. And it was 2 days before my youngest daughter's birthday this year, 2019. And having again a fight on the phone. She just would not stop. And I finally said, you know what? I'm done. I'm leaving you. And I want a divorce over the phone. And yeah, that's low class. That's tacky as can be. And I don't know. I put my foot down, and for whatever it's worth, I did it. I know I should have done it face to face. It wasn't out of fear that I did it over the phone. It was more like it just bubbled up inside me. And instead of screaming, instead of yelling, instead of bawling my eyes out in tears, I just, for whatever reason, I stood up a little bit taller in my seat and I said, no, I'm not gonna do this anymore. And that might be the first boundary I have set since 1995, honestly, 24 years of getting walked on top of and not knowing how to say no and not knowing how to put my own health and my own interests first. And it's been a wild year of growing, learning, again, setting boundaries. And I'm still learning. I recently failed myself again, but picked myself back up, dust myself off. It's by saying, no, I'm not going to do this. And then deciding, all right, I'm going to live in my truck. I'm not going to go move in with family in New Jersey or friends out across the United States, or my brother all the way up in Boston, which were all of these are options and still are options, but nope, I'm going to be around my daughters and I'm going to be the best damn father I can be, and I'm not going to let her stop that. I'm not going to let her poison me. And Lord, she's tried. She still does. Just a few days ago. 2 days ago, she's telling me how horrible a father I was, and only recently did I learn how to be a good father, and how I pissed away 18 years of my life, which I agree with. But she says, I'm thinking by me being there, I screwed up, and she's saying by me leaving, I've screwed up, and I don't think I screwed up at all. I have no qualms, no issues with me leaving. Now, I hate how much money I spend monthly in support payments. Not child support, which I think is really freaking high, but okay, fine. I will gladly pay for my daughters. But the amount of money I'm paying outside of that, I mean, Lord, she's getting just about 35 grand a year, and I'm living in a truck, eating ramen noodles, as it were. It's a rough go, but I still have my foot firmly on the ground and I'm standing up for myself. The latest example of learning to set a boundary comes from her yelling at me on the phone and me sitting there. Now, I'm not letting myself get beat up over it. I mean, a little bit, I was hurting, but I wouldn't get off the phone. I'm just sitting there letting her berate me. And we're past talking about the girls. We're not talking about my daughters, or her and I, our daughters, as it is. She's just beating me up over the relationship and kind of stuff. And what I should have said was, Are we done talking about our daughters? Is there anything? Are we talking about the girls? And then I should have said, well, have a good night, and hung up the phone. And I didn't. I took it. I have forever been taking it. And I really need to stop doing that. It's 43 years old, and I'm still learning. And I'll learn till the day I die. But, Lord, I wish I had learned this lesson decades ago. And to imagine where my life would have been. But I'm learning it now. And, all right, this is where I'm at, and this is where I'm learning it. And I have a lot more to learn. Luckily, I have a very tight core group of friends, people that love me dearly, and I love them just as much, who try to guide me and teach me about boundaries, about self-confidence, about not letting people use me. And I don't want that to happen. Lord, it just upsets me greatly that I let that happen for so long and I wasn't even cognizant of it. But I am now. I am aware of what's going on. And now that I'm aware, I think I'm going to be a lot faster in catching it and being able to save myself, as it was that headache and that agita. Of that whole entire mess that is. It's, again, I love being my daughter's father. It's probably the most rewarding thing in my life. And walking out of that home, it's leaving her and knowing because I left her, I wasn't going to be able to see my daughters, not nearly as much. And it was going to throw them through such a heartache and pain and confusion. That was a very difficult decision that I made, and it took years. I mean, I have friends who know that I wanted to leave 10 years ago, and I didn't because I was worried about what type of father I would be. And again, coming back to setting a boundary, someone told me, do you want to teach your girls to stay in a bad marriage? Like, well, no, if they're unhappy, I want them to leave. They go, you're unhappy? Why won't you leave? Like, well, damn it. I need to stand up for myself. I need to put that wall up and not let people cross it and put myself first. Just today, a friend of mine told me, when the plane starts going down, they tell you to put your own oxygen mask on first. You can't save anyone if you can't save yourself. All right, I'm in the process of saving myself. And I hope my daughters see it. And I hope they grow from it. And I hope any friends out there that are listening or that I talk to or that I message, any of my social networks, I hope they learn from the crazy life that I'm living right now to be able to stand up for themselves, that it will hurt. Oh, Lord, this hurts. But it's worth it. I am, when I'm not dealing with her, I'm a lot happier. When I'm just me and the girls without her, I am so much happier having these experiences. And I know once I'm not living in this truck, once I have a home, the girls will be able to stay there and we're going to have a blast. And I know that it'll take years, many years. But at the end of it, I will be very thankful that my friends taught me to set boundaries, to respect myself, and to put myself first. So ladies and gentlemen, I have talked a great deal. I have talked a lot more than I normally did or normally do. I didn't even talk about where I am and where I'm going. I'm in America, and I'll continue to stay in America. If you're actually curious, I am now in North Carolina. I've crossed from Virginia into North Carolina. I'm going down to the beautiful state of South Carolina, where it's a little bit warmer and I'm going to do some delivering in there, heading back. The day is beautiful, it is dry, and traffic is light. So all in all, it is a good day out on the road. Do me a favor, y'all. Take stock of your situation in life. Take a look at where you are, who you're with. Do you want to be there? Do you not want to be there? Do you have boundaries where you stop people from abusing you and taking advantage of you? Please respect yourself. And if you need help, reach out to me. Reach out to someone. You are loved. You are cared about. And you are not alone in this life. All right. Stay safe out there. I'll see you out there.